Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Kyle Fronten started a petition after realizing the plural of phoenix is phoenixes, which sounds pretty similar to a part of the male anatomy.
Okay, so we have a new sponsor, Barbara's Beauty Salon and Pig Slaughter.
Come on down to Barbara's Beauty Salon and Pig Slaughter. Go hog wild for a $12 cut and curl. Tell them Tig sent you and we'll throw in a free ham and mayo sandwich. I mean, how desperate are we for sponsors?
You know, they were actually a pretty big get. People love that place.
And now...
No one informed me that this program was happening today, so I didn't prepare any words.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 27th of March. Hey, Allie.
Hey. Sorry.
Boy,
you
sound
frog
terrible.
In my throat. Yeah. That's right. There is no Kevin and Bean. This is a dawn of a brand new era. Bean won the lottery. Allie went on a date and got Dateline NBC'd. And now it's the Kevin and Brad show.
Really, it's just Allie got sick.
The way it's always been designed, the Kevin and Brad show. Woo!
Allie's sick, so I asked Brad if he would come in, and Brad is here. How about that?
That's right.
Thank you.
Because I figure I'm doing April Foolishness this weekend.
Very excited.
I mean, I got to be on here and move some tickets. Right.
No, sold out. First time. But sold out much, much faster than before.
Then why am I here? I don't have to move tickets?
Because you're a sucker.
Because you're a sucker.
Because now Chip and I are here in the same room. That means the tiny people are taking over.
It really sort of
you
does.
You are outnumbered.
That is true.
Ha-ha.
I want to start today with a story that happened in England. An officer stopped a driver in Buckinghamshire, and they handed him a license with a cartoon character, Homer Simpson, on it.
Yes.
He had a driver's license with Homer Simpson's voice on it. His picture.
You got brand new licenses.
The name was H. Simpson, and the address was 28 Springfield Way, USA. This is in England. And he handed it to the officer, and the officer did not find it quite as funny as he did.
You got to give points just for the creativity.
That's what
there.
I would think, right?
Yeah.
I would think you'd at least give him a warning.
I mean, at least ask to see if he can do an impression.
Oh, nice.
If he does a good impression, then you let him slide.
Nice.
I'm number one.
Right.
Victory is mine.
Right.
So kiss my behind. Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face. Boo. Cha. Cacao. Ba. A boo. A ba. Who's your daddy? A boo. Ba. 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 Ba.
So that story reminded me of something in the middle of last night.
Okay.
I woke up last night. And my mind works in a really strange way in that...
Shocking.
There could be... But this I don't know that I've talked about much. There could be two conflicting things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk about one, and then I can talk about another. Let's say Thursday night, the Kings play.
Okay.
I could talk about the Kings game.
Yes.
And then in 1 minute, I could talk about something else that's happening Thursday night, and there's no clash.
Okay.
My mind does not see a clash. I'm fine with both. I don't realize that both are happening on the same night. I don't know that that's normal. I don't feel like it is.
Not many things you do are normal, Kevin.
I mean, I'm just saying. So it's odd that kind of thing happens. So I had this story, and I printed it last week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And last night in the middle of the night, I woke up and I realized, you know what? My driver's license expires in 2 days.
Mm.
2 days.
Okay.
And I have to take the written test.
Oh.
Now my question
can
to you
K-Rock
is,
cameras be there? Please.
Yes. My question for you is,
yes.
How would you do on that test?
On the written test?
Yes.
Well, as long as it says, like, how do you drive, and if the answer is not I put two cans on my feet and hop in the car, then I have no idea. I don't know. I don't think I do that well, because I remember when I was 16, you took the test. You studied for weeks to make sure that it was right.
And I remember it always being tricky, too. They would give you three answers. One of them was wrong. One of them was right, but then one of them was more right. I was like, that's BS. If I pick one of the two that are right, but there's one that's more right, you count that wrong?
Well,
and they did.
At least we know that you're a hard studier, and you will be
right,
hitting
you.
The books.
Mine like a steel trap. So I, in the middle of the night, I downloaded an app. There's a bunch of apps that are like DMV driving test app or whatever, and you can sort of study up on it. And I tried the first three questions and got them wrong, all three of them. So
damn dog.
I don't think that's a good thing.
No.
I think maybe.
Are you going to have to Uber to work?
I mean, it's possible.
Well, you know what, though?
It's possible.
If you have to Uber to work, you may get here on time.
That's also possible, yeah.
If someone else is driving you.
Maybe. It's not the driving. It's the getting up late and walking out the door.
Maybe we can get some K-Rock listeners to come pick you up.
Can we
intern? Call right now. You want to be the person to pick up Kevin.
So I'm thinking maybe later today we go through the test and you give it to me.
Let's do it.
If we have some time and we'll see how I do because I really don't feel like I'll do well.
I don't think our listeners would do well either.
The first question that they asked was if when you get your license, what hours are you not allowed to drive? There are hours of the day that you're not allowed to drive.
I didn't even know that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guessed midnight to 6 a.m. And that is technically wrong. It's 11.
Oh. Pfft.
It's 11 p.m. No, but that's they would count that wrong. And you only get, what,
well,
five,
but
six
that's
wrong?
That's when all the good stuff happens
exactly.
Is after 11.
So things have changed, and I have to take the written test.
How are you going to go to Ray Romano's famous after parties if you can't drive it after 11?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I've looked at this Homer Simpson story, and I thought about doing it every day, and it didn't occur to me till last night that I literally am not going to have a driver's license.
When you get your license renewed, if you pass the test.
When?
If.
I mean, when? It might be a month from now, the 10th try, but.
Are you going to do a funny photo?
They don't let you, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
My friend did.
What should I do?
My friend did a photo where he had a beard, and he shaved half the beard, and he had long hair, and he shaved half of his head.
I'd shave half my head. That would be funny. I would do that. But and that's something that they can't. It's not like something they can make you take off.
Yeah.
It's not like jewelry or something or paint or whatever.
Yeah, if you show up
what
with your hair weird.
Yeah.
I say you do like a king, like King's Colors on your hair.
All right.
Dye that.
Oh, I don't hate that at all.
Or just like maybe like one of those children's carnival face painters. Get like that person to draw like Bailey on your face. You come in, they go, why a face paint? You're like, because I'm a lion.
I don't mind the hair thing, although we do have April Foolishness this weekend, but what are you going to do?
I'm fine with that. It's supposed to be funny.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I may have to get my hair dyed. That's a good idea. But then again,
Call right now if you'll dye Kevin's hair.
Nope. So anyway, we'll talk about that later. Right now, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Okay. Mr. Rogers is evil.
What?
I don't know if you're aware of that, but Mr. Rogers?
I saw the trailer. It brought me to tears.
Same.
Yes. How is he evil?
Well, we'll let Fox News tell you.
Oh, well, okay.
He has ruined.
Enough said.
He has ruined America.
I'm sure he did. Him and Obama's taupe suit.
March Fatness update?
I can't wait for this. Because I'm going to be at April Foolishness. I want to see who has to dance to Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Right, and I thought that would be something that would be embarrassing that neither of them would want to do. They're both practicing. I think they both – I don't know that it's a negative.
They're not even working out.
I don't know.
They just hired a choreographer.
I think, and we discussed this yesterday, I think they're actually both gaining weight, and it's just going to be who gains less.
All right.
I don't know. So anyway, we'll get an update on that. Brad Williams is here, of course.
I am here.
We'll talk April Foolishness, and we'll give away tickets. We have maybe the best What's Up with Florida story ever.
That's saying something.
We have Star Wars The Last Jedi Blu-rays to give away today. And we're going to do a phone topic of you mistimed your edibles.
I have a mistimed my edible story.
Yes.
Yes.
As do I.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get to that coming up. We'll take a break. We will come back. Allie's sick. Funny man Brad Williams is here. He's going to do What's Up Next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. Allie is out sick. Brad Williams is here with a look at what's happening.
That's right. Let's take a look.
What's going on?
No one has won the dang lottery.
I know.
Nobody wants money.
When's the drawing? Tonight?
Tonight.
I have bought a ticket every single drawing for the last maybe 2 months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're still here?
Still here.
So I guess that means you didn't win?
Didn't win.
Yeah, because the amount is up to $458 million.
But here's the other thing.
That could buy so much ice cream, Kevin.
Right? Oh, man.
You could do like a Scrooge McDuck. Just dive into a pool of ice cream. Cover yourself with chocolate sauce.
The problem is it's that kind of thinking that gets me to buy tickets. But then when you stop and think, probably, like, I'd like to know the numbers. How many people bought tickets each time where no one hit it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be astronomical.
I mean, the guy who used to work on this show, Bean.
Right.
Now he's gone, and now I'm here, which I understand the hire, because Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Brad, you don't have to change initials. It's perfect. I totally understand. But I think I'm going to buy a ticket. I've never bought a lottery ticket.
You haven't?
Never. And dwarves are lucky.
Oh, man. If you buy a ticket and you win the first time, I'd be so mad at you.
I'd be mad at me, because I got married like 6 months ago. I'd be like, darn it. I wasted it. Now I got all these gold diggers coming after me. Come on. But yeah, get your tickets, people. $458 million tonight. This story. All right, we all know Hollywood people are weird.
Yes.
And we all know some strange things happen. I have to talk about this story because it's actually a friend of mine who was saying it. Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish was giving an interview. And she said that she was at a party hanging out with Jay-Z and Beyonce, because she doesn't hang out with me anymore. Because she can hang out with Jay-Z.
She has another option.
She's not taking my calls. She's out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And she says that a well-known actress, she refuses to name her, but a well-known actress.
Well-known actress.
Came up to Beyonce and bit her face.
Bit Beyonce's face? What kind of weirdness is that?
I'm wondering if this is like, if the actress was on bath salts?
Yeah, I mean, bit her face.
Yeah, I don't know if she did it playfully and did it right in front of Jay-Z, and then...
I mean, if they're friends and she did it playfully, I can see that it's funny, but...
Do you have any guesses on the actress? If someone said, who bit Beyonce's face? I'm going Rita Rudner.
Demi Lovato.
Rita Rudner's a good reference, though. I like that one.
One person's like, oh, yeah, Rita Rudner. Whatever happened to her? I've been at some weird parties.
But face biting?
Never face biting.
That doesn't sound like something that ever happens. And with Beyonce, don't you think she's got giant security guards everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, the weirdest thing that ever happened to me at a party is Justin Bieber put me on his lap.
Oh, man.
That happened. I don't know why. I don't know. No.
That's why.
No, Kevin.
Yes.
No. 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 Wow,
this doesn't sound like a suggestion.
It
wasn't that.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, what was it then?
Maybe he just saw Jeff Dunham and thought that I could be a new puppet. I don't know. No. No.
Puppet,
Kevin?
Right?
You know how Damn he works. It, Kevin.
You know how he works a puppet.
Unfortunately, I kind of do.
Who bit her face? Here's the thing. Oh, we don't know?
We don't know.
Oh, I thought you had the answer.
He refuses to name the name. All right. Robert Mueller, stop with the Trump investigation. I need to know who bit the Queen Bee's face.
All right, here's my guess.
Yeah.
Becky with the good hair?
Becky with the good hair.
I mean, if you had to.
I mean, here's the thing, though, is that you would have to be good enough friends with Beyonce that you would be close enough to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
If she had security guards around her, whatever. First of all, you were invited to her birthday party.
Right.
Second of all, you're close enough. And third of all, if you're moving in, if somebody's moving in on your face, even if you know them, you back up.
Yes. There's like an instinct.
So I'm saying she knew her well.
Yeah. Okay. So that means...
I don't know.
Right,
we'll have to do some research.
I need to know this answer. I need to know this answer.
Why don't you ask the person who told you the story?
Oh, yeah. Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. How about that?
I guess I could just text her. She doesn't respond to my texts anymore.
We'll try again.
Okay.
Try again.
I'll try. I'll say, now I'm on a very important radio show. And now people have to know. And yesterday, if you were on the 5 freeway down there in Irvine, you may have gotten a little bit of a drive-through snack. A truck carrying McDonald's French fries spilled all over the 5 freeway.
Yummy.
That's right.
Really? Were they, they must have been frozen though, huh?
I mean, but really, can you go wrong?
I mean, I'd rather they weren't frozen.
I'd be lying if I said that I haven't woken up in the middle of the night, gone down.
Oh,
there,
no question.
There was some old McDonald's that I had not consumed that day, and consumed some of those French fries. Ketchup fixes everything, Kevin.
That's very true. Have you ever taken it out of the trash?
No, that's just you, Kevin.
I've done that. No. As long as it's in the bag, and the bag is rolled up, and there's nothing else that's spilled on it, say it's on the top of the trash.
Now,
all good.
What I have done is I've been walking back to my hotel room after a show, and people get room service, and then they leave the trays out when they're done.
You don't pick at other people's throwaway food.
But they didn't touch the French fries. They're just sitting there.
That you know of.
The French fries. I'm not going to repeat the motion that you just did.
I don't see everything.
That was right next to Chip. Chip has gone through enough. First, she's in Bean's sex dreams.
I'm just trying to tell you what you eat.
So, yes, authorities say that it was cleared very quickly after they called in someone called a beer mug.
Ah.
And a beer mug cleaned it all up.
Yummy.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Jessie J's birthday is today. Mariah Carey's birthday is today. My favorite national anthem singer, Fergie's birthday.
Let our flag warm still. There.
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, say, yep.
Remember they were padding around all the celebrities? Jimmy was there and basketball players. They were all...
Thank you, Carol Channing.
Everybody was trying desperately not to laugh. That
great
was
reference.
So great.
Solid Carol Channing reference. Stand up and salute.
And the home of the brave, we know. Okay, thank you.
Happy birthday, Fergie. I'm Brad Williams, and that's what's happening.
We've got K-Rock's Wheels Up 2018. Destination number 4 is a chance to see Rise Against in Moscow. Who doesn't want to be in Moscow right now?
It's so good. You'll come to Moscow, you'll see the Rise Against, you stay.
Listen to K-Rock at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for your chance to win. You automatically get tickets to see Rise Against at Five Point Amphitheater September 30th with guest AFI and Anti-Flag.
Yes.
Plus, you qualify to see him in Moscow, Russia on June 12th.
And who doesn't want to go to Russia?
Right?
I mean... Not like we went to Brazil to watch the World Cup.
Yes.
And now the World Cup's in Russia.
Yes.
And we're like, too dangerous.
Too dangerous. And that's scary. I'm not positive why this video surfaced again. I think it's from 2013.
Okay.
But it's probably because of the Mr. Rogers movie that's coming out. Have you seen that trailer?
The trailer, if it doesn't make you cry, you have no soul.
I was so surprised at how sentimental I got. I'd never even... really watched him.
Right. You never watched him with your kids?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Because I would just think puppets would totally be your thing.
Well, maybe. Not those kind.
Okay.
I never watched him, but the trailer was really impressive.
Yeah.
And it was, and it really tugged on your heartstrings.
And Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers, right? In the movie?
I don't know that.
No? All right.
You making that up?
I'm just saying things now.
So.
I got power.
So I got a tweet from somebody that said, have you seen this? Mr. Rogers is evil. And
oh,
this is Fox News talking about the negative effects of Mr. Rogers.
It's when a professor was trying to figure out, why is it at the end of every term, these kids who are on the bubble, they're going to get a C or they're going to get a B. They come in and they beg so they can get an A. He is part of a chorus of people who say, blame Mr. Rogers.
What? For what?
Blame Mr. Rogers. Oh, you want to know for what?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Mr. Rogers, because Mr. Rogers had an optimistic message where everybody was special, even if they didn't deserve it, these experts
because
say.
Because the rap on this new generation is that they feel entitled, right? They all feel entitled to getting an A for a grade. So when there's a C, they go to the professor like, clearly you've made a mistake. Where's my A?
So the kids are spoiled today because Mr. Rogers told them they were special as a child.
Listen, Mr. Rogers is talking to 2-year-olds.
Right.
1.5-year-olds. And you, Kevin. I mean, that's...
That's insanity, right?
That's insanity.
If Mr. Rogers raised a kid... all the way through 21 years old with that message, maybe you do have that problem.
Sure.
But you tell all kids that age they're special because all kids that age are special.
Yes. And when you're that young, then you may be concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
Aha, Tom Hanks is playing
Tom
in the
Hanks
movie.
Tom Hanks is. Yes, you're correct on that.
I am not dumb.
So let's continue.
And so people are trying to figure out what's gone wrong with this generation. And this professor at Louisiana State University says It's Mr. Rogers. He is the root cause of all of these problems.
How does a professor come to that? Because you assume he's starting just with the question, why right. does it seem like a self-centered group of people?
Could you imagine if you're paying $50,000 a year for your kids to go to college, and you find out one of the professors at that college is saying, you want to know why kids stink? You're like, yeah, tell us. Is it the fake emotional support animals? Is it the participation trophies? Is it social media? No, Mr. Rogers. How dare
the
you?
Experts are saying that the kids of today who grew up with Mr. Rogers were told by him, you're special just for being who you are. Well, here's the problem. The idea that being hard and having high patience for yourself, discounted. Mr. Rogers' message was, you're special because you do. He didn't say, if you want to be special, you're going to have to work hard. Now all these kids are growing up and they're realizing, hey, wait a minute. Mr. Rogers lied to me. I'm not special.
Look, again, he's only handling years 2 through 4 or whatever.
Yes.
There should be parents in place that perhaps take care of all the rest of it.
Right.
You don't want to tell a 2-year-old, you're not special until you work for it.
Yeah, what are you trying to tell? What are you going to try to tell a 3-year-old when he's like, hey, Dad, am I special? You're like, no.
No, son.
You're not bringing in an income. You're 3 years old. When are you going to start contributing to this family?
Get to work, you son of a bitch.
I'm trying hard, and I'm not getting anywhere.
This comes out of Louisiana State University. A professor there has examined just what damage Mr. Rogers may have done to this whole crop of kids who now feel entitled just for being them. And what he says is, instead of telling them, you know, you're special, you're great, why didn't he just say, you know what, there's a lot of improvement. Keep working on yourself.
You know what?
You know what? You're all... Listen, 3-year-old. You're all right.
Yeah.
You're good.
But, I mean, I saw your picture. You went way outside the lines on this coloring, and you made the sun red?
Right.
Red?
There's a lot that can be improved on here, little one.
There's some other information regarding this. And when you look at the American students from Asian countries.
Okay, now here's where it really gets crazy.
Boy.
Who did not watch Mr. Rogers. When they get a B or a C, they go, I got a B or a C.
I love that's the only factor.
That's the only factor.
The only thing
just
that factors
Mr. Rogers.
Is they didn't watch Mr. Rogers. And because of that, work ethic.
I got to work harder. Which is a little different than what
happened. Rather than play professor.
Okay, but listen, we want to hear what you have to think. Do you think that Mr. Rogers was a force for good, or that he ruined a crop of our newest, youngest generation?
So they want to know what we think. And my answer to them is, I'm not worried about him being a bad influence on their work ethic.
No, not at all.
I'm worried about Mr. Rogers the perv.
But I get all soapy.
Oh, Kevin.
You know, soap suds all over me. And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd
not
squirt
the
all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
No.
I think I rented
so
that.
So you were playing.
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
There's your issue right there. See, now that's a song, if you wake up to your radio, that's a song that'll wake you up right there.
How about some make-believe about hoes?
Mr. Rogers, not now, no. Allie's sick. We have Brad Williams filling in. And, Brad, I don't know if you've been following, but it's time for March Fatness Update.
Fat, 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 fat,
super fat,
super fat,
so fat,
Dave is fat.
Beermug's fat.
David Beermug are fat. They want to be less fat. So fat. Super fat. Super fat. They are fat. Super fat. It's Kevin and Bean's March Fatness. Dave and Beermug are super fat, and they want to be less fat. So they're going to do that. Follow along. Or don't.
I don't know that they're going to do that.
So if I am to get anything from that song, it's that Dave and Beermug are fat?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Fat, 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 fat.
Right? That's really fat.
And also, that sound effect,
yes.
That was a Beermug production.
The fart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for pointing that out. Yeah. Oh, no, that was a thing. So March 1st, we started this. March 1st, we weighed the guys, and we said that at the end of the month, when April Foolishness rolls around, which is March 31st.
This Saturday.
this Saturday, they're going to weigh themselves, and the loser has to sing Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears on stage at April Foolishness.
Which I think should just close the show, because there's no way any of us are following that. None.
So we've been following along, and I got to be honest, I don't think either of them are taking it very seriously.
Well, not to say that Beer Mug is not fat, but he came in here and he leaned in over the table to give me a high five because I'm tiny. And when he leaned in, this entire table that has computers and microphones and so much moved.
Yeah.
The whole table moved.
I didn't know that table can move.
It's not on wheels.
Right.
That's how solid I am, Brad.
So let's talk about this past weekend. This past weekend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. How'd you guys do? Mugs?
I'll start off. Okay. I did fantastic. Okay. It's the most physical exercise I've ever done in any weekend, really.
You were doing remote control curls?
One would think, Brad. One would think. But no, I actually took myself outside, went on a 6-mile hike in the wilderness.
Okay.
And
Now let me just butt in.
Yeah.
How many hikes have you gone in the last 2 weeks?
Or
since March 1st?
Zero.
So that's the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. It's and good. It's a good start. But it's funny that you waited until this weekend.
I know.
Because March is almost over. It's the 27th.
Like I said, Kevin, procrastination is the best motivation
is
for me. For me, it is. So after that, that was on Friday. Saturday, I had to, rest and recover.
All right. Remember, the show ends at 10.
Right. And then Sunday, 30 minutes on a stationary bike.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that because the bike was stationary or the bike was actually on wheels, but you're so fat the bike could not move?
How dare you, Brad?
Any bike's a stationary bike with Mugs.
Dare you.
All right. How was your eating?
Great. Great. Clean. Low carbs. I sprinkled in a few carbs here and there, but it was not.
I love how you went in from no carbs to the next sentence was sprinkle in a few. And by sprinkle on, what did you sprinkle on something?
A hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's hash brown.
Or two.
I like, for instance, I ordered...
Here's what I like, first of all.
Yeah.
McDonald's is my favorite restaurant. No, I'm serious. That's my favorite restaurant. If I had to pick one to eat at for the rest of my life, that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going there if I want to lose weight.
No.
You know what I mean? Did you get a salad or something?
No, I just took the tortillas off the chicken burrito.
Okay. Did they have any, sour cream and stuff in that?
No, it was just egg and sausage and whatever.
How many did you have?
I had two.
When you pull up to a McDonald's, do the employees there react like one of those Godzilla movies? Like, oh, no!
How dare
everybody
you,
fly into action. He's here.
Yeah, they know I'm a good paying customer. Sure. They treat me well.
All right, Dave, how did you do?
Listen, I like vodka, man.
Right?
That's what I'm going to say.
That's it? That's your whole recap?
Well, I'm a busy guy.
Right.
And I do a lot of things, none of which I did this weekend because of work.
Uh-huh.
But, when you don't do things, you don't get a chance to eat bad.
Okay. So you didn't eat poorly.
Not saying that.
Okay. It sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah. No, I did okay, but I wish I could have worked out a little more. But vodka is so good. I don't know if you noticed that.
I mean, I'm a fan as well, but I'm not positive I'm doing that because then after you get drunk, now you want to eat.
Yeah, I mean, there is a little of that, but no hangover.
So that's your positive
for
this?
That's a positive? No hangover. I didn't have a hangover.
Don't you have a dog? Can't you take Rhonda Ruffy for a walk?
Oh, me and Rhonda went for a walk, and she pooped, and then I pooped, and then it was
too much information.
And,
so we decided...
On the walk?
Yeah, it was great. Both of us together.
Oh, we decided. Did you clean it up?
Nah,
we decided yesterday that neither of them is going to lose weight. It's going to come down to who gains less in the month of March. Now, I do have Hit Me Baby One More Time up, and I'd like to hear a little rehearsal from both of you.
Have to play it before.
Since one of you is going to be doing this on stage.
All right.
A little sound effects there, Chip.
All right.
So that we can... Mugs, you want to start?
Sure, let's do this. Oh, right. Good reverb.
My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
I mean, that's not terrible. Thank you. Come on now.
Are you kidding me? I heard the dogs barking from here.
Oh, Brad, you're harsh.
All right. Dave, you ready?
All right. I'm going to sing exactly like Britney.
Okay, great. Right.
So, lip sync.
Meaningless is candy, and I just confess I still believe standing.
I don't know that that's... I don't feel like that's the same.
Well,
the sad part is he's really trying. He's just so fat, he's out of breath.
You know what? You know, that works for her, Dave.
Yeah. And we might have to get Dave a teleprompter for Saturday.
Teleprompter, please.
Because he knows no words.
It's going to be interesting.
But I get all soapy.
Right.
We heard soap suds all over me.
We heard, Mr. Rogers.
And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
Oh, God.
It's the World Famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. Ali is sick today. Funny man Brad Williams has joined us. He is, of course, playing April Foolishness. And we've got your tickets coming up in the next hour if you can make Brad laugh.
Yeah.
In the next hour.
Bring it on.
In the 7 o'clock hour, if you can make Brad laugh at 1-800-520-1067. You don't have to call now because it's still about a half hour away. We'll tell you when to call. But when you do, then you'll get a chance at the goodie bag section, which is right up front. And you get the VIP party and you get a T-shirt and you get a $100 Uber gift card.
So that way you'll be getting home.
Correct.
Awesome.
So that's coming up. Like I said, Funny Brad is here. Time for a look at the what's happening.
Let's look at what's happening. Hey, Mike Shinoda's back.
Yes.
Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park is going to do his first solo gig in a long time. And that's going to be May 12th. He's going to be back in Los Angeles May 12th at Grand Park. How great is that?
That's fantastic.
It's all for Asian Pacific Heritage Month. And he's going to perform at the Identity LA Festival. And listen, it's fantastic that he's back. I'm thrilled. I wish I could be there in the crowd for that first show back. But I'm kind of scared that it's Asian Pacific Heritage Month because my wife is Chinese, and I just know that entire month I'm going to just get plenty of S.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it's my month. It's like there's no dwarf month. I can't come back at her.
Technically, it's dwarf all year long. You have every year for that.
I mean, I tried to say that my month is February because that's the shortest month of the year, but then that's taken up by something else.
Up, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't have a month.
Mm.
Damn it. Go see Mike Shinoda.
I will tell you this. I do know that Mike basically wrote all of the Linkin Park songs.
Yeah.
Not 100% him, you know, everybody pitched in, but he did a lot of the writing. So
yeah.
I'm fascinated to hear what he's doing.
Exactly. Can't so wait. Go see him May 12th. Netflix, two shows that are coming back. They renewed Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and they renewed The Toys That Made Us. Kevin, did you watch The Toys That
Made
Us?
No, I didn't. I don't know what that is.
Great documentary about all the great toys in the 80s and just how they got made, the people behind them. They did the G.I. Joe action figures. They did Star Wars. They did He-Man, which is the most homoerotic action figure ever created. I'm straight as the day is long, but the He-Man action figure made me kind of feel things. Yeah, they did He-Man and She-Ra. They did Barbie. It was great. So I'm excited they're coming back, but like they've already done all the good toys. What toys are they going to look at now?
I mean, I don't know. It was just the 80s?
Yeah, it was just the 80s. So maybe they go 90s.
Maybe.
Pogs! Let's talk
Episode
about...
Episode 1.
Pogs, Beanie Babies, Tamagotchi.
Oh, good thinking.
Right now, Dave's in the back going, oh, I still have my Tamagotchi.
Yes, he is.
I'm excited for that.
I didn't see that. I should go back and catch up on that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you still play with that stuff, right?
Sure. You know me.
And then... I saw this and I thought, wow, Kevin's going to love this.
All right.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this. You are ahead of the fashion trends.
Well, I mean, I think everyone is aware of that.
Yes. We all know.
As I go, so goes the world of fashion.
So, according to a recent article, the newest fashion trends are tiny sunglasses. You know, because it used to be the big bug-eye sunglasses that made you look like you were in Jeff Goldblum's The Fly.
Right.
Another timely reference from Brad Williams
right
there.
Good work.
And, but now it's the tiny sunglasses.
I can just say this, that I wear regular sunglasses, but my head is so large that they look tiny.
You and I both, buddy.
Right?
You and I both.
So we're both ahead of the curve on that one.
I wear regular sunglasses. They just look like an eye patch. And then biker shorts. Like, there's Dolce & Gabbana. Are making biker shorts now.
The biker shorts are the super tight ones, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I
don't know. I think you can rock those.
I don't think so.
There's too much going on down there.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't really want to know what's going on down there.
There's too much. That's all.
All right.
That's all you need.
And here's the one that got me. Dad sneakers.
What are dad sneakers?
Dad sneakers are like those old school, like Nikes, the really big ones. Like
chunky.
Yeah, really chunky.
Like basketball shoes?
Yeah, like the old cross trainers. Basically every shoe that Jerry Seinfeld's ever worn. All that. Dad sneakers. Louis Vuitton is making dad sneakers now for $1,090.
Sure.
For dad sneakers. And I'm just like, listen, I don't need dad. The whole dad trends, that's just men being lazy. Men are like, well, I'm getting fat, so dad bod is the trend.
Right, sure.
I don't have good shoes. Dad sneakers. Listen, I want the sneakers to be trending. Sneakers that have cartoon characters on them, because that's the only sneakers that fit me. Okay?
I mean...
So if we could get SpongeBob trending on sneakers, maybe those sneakers that have the lights that light up. Yeah.
Velcro?
Yeah, Velcro. Let's have the Heelys. The Heelys. Heelys got to be trending. I love Heelys.
I'm sure you do.
Because it takes 9,421 steps of mine to match every one of yours. So I need Heelys so I can move fast. Downhill might kill me, though.
Yeah, you got to be able to stop.
Oh, man. Let's get some celebrity birthdays. Singer Jessie J. It is her birthday today. Her? Him? I don't know.
Jessie J's a her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got that one right. Fergie's birthday today. Quentin Tarantino's birthday today. And then when we said it was Fergie's birthday last hour, we played a little bit of the national anthem. But then it's also Mariah Carey's birthday. And we got people online saying, hey, she had a spectacular performance.
I think
it was last year for New Year's. So enjoy the sweet, sultry sounds of one Miss Mariah Carey. Can't see the lyrics.
She literally couldn't hear. What a nightmare.
If only she had performed that song, I don't know, millions of times before, she might have an idea. But anyway, Mariah, happy birthday. I just hope you're not the one singing it. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and that's what's happening.
One of the comedians playing Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness this weekend is Brad Williams at FunnyBrad on Twitter. He is joining us this morning.
Because Allie is out sick, Bean is on vacation, Mike Catherwood is God knows where. So rather than just leave the show all up to Kevin,
right?
I got four phone calls from four different executives going, save us! Don't let him have complete control.
So we're going to give away a pair of goodie bag tickets to the sold-out Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, and that includes a pre-show VIP party. At the Microsoft Theater, it is a Saturday plus a $100 Uber gift card and a T-shirt.
It's awesome.
Now, we're going to do that in a... we're going to do that in about...
It's all right. You're still going through puberty.
In about...
You just spouted a few hairs.
10 minutes. But you can call now if you'd like, and we'll try and screen your jokes and come up with something that will make Brad laugh. We're going to do that at about 7:20.
No dwarf jokes. Not because I don't find them funny, but because I've heard all of them.
You've told all of them.
I've written most of them.
Anything else.
Yeah. Just don't think you're like, I'll do this one dwarf joke. Hey, did you hear about the dwarf psychic that escaped from prison? They put out a small medium at large. No. Shut up.
Not funny. Don't do those.
No.
Tell me about the first time you played Foolishness.
First time I played April Foolishness, it was back at the old Gibson Amphitheater. And, I had been on the show once or twice before, but the audience really didn't know me. And it was an incredible lineup. It was Jay Moore, Jim Jefferies, Tim Minchin, Eddie Izzard, Bob Saget, and Larry King.
Larry King. That was one of the weirdest things ever.
One of these is not like the other ones.
I remember sitting in the office when that pitch came, and it was like, Larry King, are you kidding? What does he want to do? And he literally stood on stage. And
yep.
I mean, he didn't tell jokes, but he told stories.
Yeah.
And Brad was standing in the back backstage waiting to go on.
Yeah.
And he says to me, hey, how much if I go hump Larry King's leg.
While he's on stage.
And I say any amount of money at all. I will pay you everything.
All the money.
Brad turns immediately and starts to run from backstage toward Larry King.
Which, like we've discussed earlier in the show, my strides, not large. So it's going to take me a good 5 minutes to get out there in the first place.
Right.
And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to make my moment. This because no one knows me yet. I haven't gone on yet. Their first impression of me is going to be me humping Larry King's leg.
And what I'm thinking is, how am I going to answer questions about about a dwarf killing Larry King? How am I going to get...
When his leg explodes in the dust. What will be your answer?
Somehow, Dave the King of Mexico was paying attention.
Yeah.
Which never happens. And I don't know at what point you became aware of that conversation.
Listen, it wasn't even that I was aware of that conversation. I just see Brad running out there. And I'm running the stage, so I'm thinking... I don't want him to attack Larry King.
He wasn't going to attack him. He was going to hump his leg.
What did I know?
Well, you knew he wouldn't beat up Larry King.
I can't take Larry.
What do you think he was going
to... Humping a leg is an attack on Larry King.
Everyone knows Larry's a master of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
That's true.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm thinking, I can't have this guy get kicked out because then that's going to leave open 15 minutes.
Then you're going to have to do a set.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a set. So I would just stop him now and nothing will happen.
Dave came out of nowhere.
Now, it'd be one thing to stop me. It'd be one thing to Alec Ogletree open tackle me right before. Like, you laid a shoulder into me, bro.
Yeah, that was a great tackle. He got his head across the whole thing.
Got me fired up. I kept his feet tackle, yeah.
Just do that a few more times. You'll win March Fatness because you were burning calories. You were moving.
I didn't really have to move that far, bro.
I was so happy 1 second and then mad at Dave the next second. And then later I was like, probably smart.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, what was it like for you as a relative unknown to walk out on that stage?
Nerve-wracking as hell. I had been going over that set the entire week. I had been running at the clubs around town. And to be on a show with that many amazing comedians, I was like, I got to do something to stand out. And I did my set. At the end of my set, I performed a lap dance.
On Lisa, right?
On Lisa. Mm-hmm. And... Still got good memories of that. And I'll say that literally the next day my life changed. The next day, you guys talked about me on air. Jay Moore had walked on stage after me and said, after Brad Williams, we're all playing for second place. And
the other comedians were watching.
Yeah,
and they were mad.
Yes,
Jay was like, okay, well that's the set of the night. I'm supposed to still go on.
Yeah,
what did Jim Jeffries say?
No, it was Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bill Burr. I go off stage, and I'm a huge Bill Burr fan. Massive Bill Burr fan was back then, and I had never really talked to him before. So I'm like, I walk up to Bill after my set, like, hey, Mr. Burr, I'm on the show. He goes, why aren't you closing? What? You should have been closing. I can't follow that. I got going after a midget doing lap dances? What, I got a guy with one leg breakdancing next? What's going on?
I think Bill Burr still hates me for that. Yeah.
Did he have to go right after Brad?
Yes.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And,
but you killed. And in your to support you, not us, you killed. You took that opportunity and you killed.
Well, thank you.
And that was fantastic.
And it's one of the greatest moments of my not just career but life. And every April Foolishness show is so awesome because you have just the crowd is amazing. The crowd sticks around and they get drunk. Not heckle drunk, but just fun drunk.
But you know what else is fun?
I just jinxed myself.
Yeah. You know what else is fun about that night, though, is that the crowd is not there for one person for the most part.
No.
The crowd is there for everyone. And they want to have fun, and they want the comedians to succeed. So there's no, hey, get off the stage so we can see somebody else. They're interested, and you're doing pretty short sets. Everybody is, and it keeps moving.
And yeah, and an insane lineup. Am I allowed to say where I am in the lineup? Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
You guys got me closing.
Yeah.
So I'm going on last when the whole crowd is messed up.
I mean, look, here's the truth. The truth is most of the people have had a little too much to drink by that point, and they're a little tired.
Here's my worry, is I actually have a show the next day.
Now, what do we care?
So, yeah, exactly. I'm going to get hammered.
What's your show the next day?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store April 1st at the main room at 8 p.m. doing a live podcast, a live About Last Night podcast with, of course, my co-host and former April Foolishness alum, Adam Ray. And our guest is Jim Jefferies. So we got Jim Jefferies, me, Adam Ray, live podcast, Comedy Store, 8 p.m., April 1st. So you can go to April Foolishness one day and then see that the very next day once you recover from your hangover.
Well, here's the other thing is you've got Adam Ray and you've got Jim Jefferies.
Yes.
You don't need to do a whole lot at that show.
That's true. I can just hang out.
You can wear yourself out at Foolishness.
Yeah, I'm going to have to explain because it's Easter night and Adam's Jewish. So I got I'm going to have to explain Easter to him.
I see. Okay.
And I don't know Easter.
Okay, good. Maybe a little freshening up on that information.
Yeah, and then Jim is kind of anti-religion.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a great night.
Saturday it's going to be fun. Sunday night it's going to be fun. Where do they go for tickets for Sunday?
Comedystore.com. You can go there and let's sell it out cuz it's Easter. You want to get away from your families. You don't want to have ham with them all day.
Right?
So come out to the show and if you have anyone who's easily offended, definitely bring them out because that'll be fun. But I can't wait for April Foolishness. Gabriel Iglesias, myself, Jeff Garland, Doug Benson, Adam Devine, Sarah Tiana, Brian Callen.
Right?
Incredible. That's going to be a great night. And this is the first time we're doing it at the Microsoft Theater.
It is, yeah. We moved it to the Microsoft Theater, which we're very excited about.
Supporting two amazing charities.
Yep. And we're going to give away tickets in the goodie bag section next if you can make Brad laugh. No dwarf jokes. Anything else is open game. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you make Brad laugh, and then he'll pick the winner, and we'll do that right after this. 1-800-520-1067. Brad Williams is in the studio at Funny Brad. You can follow him on Twitter. Right now you can make him laugh at 1-800-520-1067.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is sold out, but don't be stressed. All you have to do is make Brad laugh. And it's easy because he's not a full person, he's a half. Make Brad laugh, make Brad laugh. It's easy because he's not a full person, he's a half. Make Brad laugh, make Brad laugh. It's easy because he's not a full person, he's a half. Make Brad laugh, make Brad laugh. He's small.
And the winner is Omar.
I don't think Omar can actually win the contest.
I'm pretty sure he wins.
All right.
Nothing's going to top that. I'm the gatekeeper.
You have some power right now.
All right.
We're going to start with Francisco in East Los. Hey, Francisco.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Giving away April Foolishness tickets in the goodie bag section right up front with the pre-show VIP party. It's at Microsoft Theater Saturday night and a $100 Uber gift card. All right. You're going to make Brad laugh.
All right, Brad. What does a cholo tell a house when it falls on him?
What does a cholo tell a house when it falls on him?
Get off me, Holmes.
Make Brad laugh.
All right. Hold on. I didn't hear a lot of laughter there, but hold on. Let's go.
Strong start.
Let's go to, is it Raul in El Monte?
Yeah, what's up, Holmes?
Hi there.
All right.
Well done.
Good callback.
Okay.
Starting off strong.
Make Brad laugh.
What is the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag is a huge plus.
See, that's a thinker.
Make Brad laugh!
That's why Kevin did not laugh.
See, it's got a plus on it. Don't tell me I'm from Switzerland. That's where I'm from. That's my heritage, man.
You are?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
But they're really good at keeping time.
Well, I didn't get everything.
That's not you at all.
I didn't get everything.
Okay.
All right, Leonard in Ontario. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Make Brad laugh.
What do you call a masturbating cow?
What?
Beef stroganoff.
Make Brad laugh.
All right, that one was good.
That was pretty good. All right.
Beef stroganoff.
You hold on. Let's go to Sergio in Alhambra. God. Good morning, Sergio.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Brad. How you doing?
Good morning, man.
We're
good. Doing
well. Thank you for listening and holding on. Okay. Make Brad laugh.
Do you know what 6.9 is?
What?
It's a great thing screwed up by a period.
Make Brad laugh.
All right. Hold on. See, Brad, because
I would explain that joke, but then we would have to go off the air.
Andrew in Claremont. Hi.
Hey,
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for listening and holding on. Make Brad laugh.
All right, Brad. So a guy walks into a bar, tells the bartender, let me get 21 shots. I'm celebrating today. Bartender says, what are you celebrating? I said, my first BJ. Bartender goes, let me buy you an extra one on the house. Guy says, if that doesn't get the taste out of my mouth, nothing will.
Oh. Make Brad laugh. That's a laugh of shame.
That's wrong, that joke right there.
Yeah.
Miguel in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Good morning. Hey, so what do you call a gay milkman?
What do you call a gay milkman?
Dairy Queen.
Make Brad laugh. I mean, props for throwing in a little bit of the voice to kind of sell it. I don't know if that'll...
Delivery there?
Yeah. I don't know how tolerant that joke is, but okay.
Cassie in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Okay, a guy walks in.
Go ahead.
Okay, a guy walks into a bar, and he hears another guy say, hey, jackass, bring me a beer, to the bartender. And the guy's like, bartender, why do you let him talk to you like that? And the bartender says, he always called me that.
Once again, make Brad laugh. I appreciate the effort.
The delivery was there.
That was commitment.
Agreed.
You did your best to sell the joke.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you. And we have time for one more. It's going to be Raphael and Whittier. Hi there.
Hey, what do you call, why did the walrus go to the Tupperware party?
Why?
Because he was trying to find a tight seal.
Make Brad laugh. Uh-huh.
You get that, Brad?
Tight seal.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. So do we do a drawing or do I pick?
It's up to you. If there's a clear winner, you can pick.
Oh, there is a clear winner.
There is. All right. And who would that be?
Beef Stroganoff. Who's
right.
Beef Stroganoff?
That is Leonard on line three. Congratulations, Leonard.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, man.
Dude, thank you for making me laugh, my friend.
Hey, what do you call a chubby dwarf?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what?
What do you say?
What do you call a chubby dwarf?
What?
Low fat.
See what he did there?
Allie's out sick today, so Brad Williams is filling in.
Kevin and Brad show. That's right. You know by the amount of phone books on this seat that Allie is not here and that it is me.
I do have maybe the most Florida story of all Florida stories.
That's saying something. I thought the bath salt story would be the most Florida story.
I mean, that
of
was pretty
time.
Good, too.
It's pretty solid.
But I did get a tweet, I think over the weekend, a lot of people were weighing in on what a great story this is. It happens in DeLand, Florida, which I've never heard of, DeLand.
DeLand, okay.
And it involves two guys, and they burglarize a house. Now,
okay.
It turns out that all three of them at some point were having an affair with each other, all three of them.
Oh.
So two of them must have felt jilted by the third.
Okay.
And they decided to break into his house. And this is what happened.
Two guys are facing charges after Volusia County deputies say they tried to pull off quite the bizarre burglary plot. They ended up taking several items from a DeLand home. And as News 6's Lauren Korn found out, the suspects tried to start a fire with spaghetti sauce in an attempt to cover their tracks.
So,
I was a Cub Scout.
Right.
I took a course on how to make fire.
Right.
Never did they say crack open a can of Chef Boyardee.
You just toss a match in and it just goes and explodes?
That was never a thing.
How is that part of any story?
It's only good if someone ended it by going, now that's a spicy meatball.
Nope, that did not happen. Here's the story.
An ex-lover's revenge foiled thanks to this 10-second clip.
Okay, now what happens is this guy has a camera inside his, and I got to tell you, it's just a trailer.
You know,
I was surprised.
He's got to protect his meth.
I was very surprised that he had a camera, but it has a camera with a motion sensor.
Okay.
And the first thing that he sees, he gets an alert on his phone, and he sees a towel get put over the camera. So he's like, okay, someone's in my place.
Sure.
Clip.
Wait, did you see anybody?
No, I can't see nobody. All I can see is the towel being put over the camera.
Okay. Now, this guy doesn't want to be identified, so what they do when talking to him, and I don't know why this is the choice, usually they'll put, he'll put him in darkness or something, or they'll obscure his face.
Sure.
They have just a shot of his shoes. Just his shoes.
On the news they have this?
Yes. And it looks like... he's sitting on the toilet. I can't verify that, but it's just a close-up of his shoes. So every time the guy's talking,
yeah,
close-up of the shoes.
Love it.
Deputies catching these two men red-handed, accused of burglarizing the victim's home and trying to burn it down.
I got alert at 6:54. I called D-Land police, and they was here in no time.
The man who declined to reveal his identity was at work Tuesday morning when it happened. Deputies say ex-boyfriend 36-year-old Derek Irving disguised in a Bull costume onesie.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Whoa. All right, now.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
So one of the guys was disguised in a Bull costume onesie.
Okay.
So I was very curious about this, and I looked it up yesterday. Bull costume onesie.
Yeah, thinking, which I hope they're playing Coachella.
Thinking, well, how hard must that have been to find?
Yeah.
There are 25 options to buy one.
Man.
There's a lot of bull onesies out there. It's crazy. I can't even say it.
Deputies say ex-boyfriend 36-year-old Derek Irving disguised in a Bull costume onesie. And 28-year-old John Silva removed the AC unit to get inside.
I like that one guy's in a Bull onesie and the other guy doesn't even have a costume.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care.
No. And I love that they removed the AC unit like a trailer is hard to break into. You guys were like full Ocean's 11. That doesn't need to happen with Bubba Ray's trailer.
I'm assuming they thought they had all kinds of time.
The duo deputies say stole the man's TV, AC unit, heater, and a vacuum.
They took the AC with them.
Well, you broke it off to get in.
Might as well take it with you.
Before boiling a pot of spaghetti sauce and taking a white towel to the stove.
Well, he was trying to make it look like that I'd left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti?
Right?
Fixes what?
Who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti?
Sketty.
Is this... Honey Boo Boo's lost?
Right?
Lost dad?
Who gets up in the middle of the night and fixes sketty? Who calls it sketty?
I guess if you live in Florida, you do.
Sketty.
Deputy stopped the two in the driveway where they found the man's items and an empty jar of spaghetti sauce. Silva claiming he had no idea Irving was stealing from the home.
I didn't know. Look, there's an AC unit and a television and an empty jar of spaghetti in my car.
Excuse me, Kevin. Kevin.
I had no
idea.
Sketty. Sorry.
Sketty.
I had no idea anything was being stolen. All that stuff's in my car, yes, but I didn't know.
I didn't know. I mean, it's Florida. That's just what people have in their cars.
It started out as a relationship that lasted about a week.
The victim says they had a fallout, but the two remain friends and doesn't know why Irving is so angry.
Okay, now you can sort of tell the anger of the homeowner who's been ripped off by the guy because he's offering some ideas why they might be angry at him, and they're not that at all.
Okay.
He's saying, I helped them. Why would they do that to me?
Let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that. Or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth. Maybe he's angry about that.
Wait. $150 to fix his teeth? Now, I'm no expert.
Same. How far does that go?
That's half a tooth? That, like, you get wood teeth like George Washington?
I don't know. Again, a picture of shoes while that guy's talking the entire time during this story.
This has,
this whole story has everything.
Everything that makes a Florida story?
Yes.
It's in here.
This is the perfect Florida story.
The pair appeared in court today, Irving being held without bond for violating probation. Silva is being held on $25,500 bond.
Thank God for this camera.
In DeLand, Lauren Korn, News 6.
Please tell me the guy took his mugshot in the Bull onesie.
He did not. I don't believe they would have allowed that, but that would have been awesome.
He's going to be kicked out of the furry convention for that kind of behavior.
All right, I may have just realized that my driver's license needs to be renewed by Thursday. That's possible. It's possible that I remember that in the middle of the night.
On top of things.
And on top of things, I have to take the written test.
Yes.
And I don't feel like I know any of those answers. Don't they ask stuff like...
I think you have said that last sentence for just about everything in your life. Yeah.
When you're turning right, how many feet should you turn on your signal? Like that, those kind of questions?
Okay.
Who knows what the answer to that is?
People.
Everyone?
Other people.
So I'm going to take that quiz a little bit later. Allie is sick. Brad Williams is here to tell us what's happening.
That's right. Well, let's talk about what's happening. And because I'm sort of filling in on the show, I want you people to like me. Please like me. So I'm going to make you like me the best way. I'm giving away stuff.
Yay!
That's right. Suck it up to the people. How about a pair of passes to see the new horror film, A Quiet Place?
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah. This thing looks great.
Sure does.
This is John Krasinski. This is Emily Blunt. And this is terrifying. And not just because they're married and in the same movie. By the way, can you imagine?
No.
We're both married, Kevin. Can you imagine? My wife gets terrified when I just jump out behind a corner and go. My wife gets terrified when she wakes up, looks to the left of her, and realizes, oh my gosh, I married Brad Williams.
What happened? What kind of mistake was it? What kind of bender was I on?
I can't imagine making a horror film with her where the whole point is for her to be scared. But this movie looks great, and we're going to give you guys a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of A Quiet Place going on at the Arclight in Hollywood April 3rd. Five winners. So how about callers?
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Love you too, Doe.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Listen, this relationship is moving way too fast. I'm not ready. The first five callers will get a pair of passes. So call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you too. Now, I hear this show a lot. I listen to it. And oftentimes you guys talk about the most common things that send people to the emergency rooms.
Yes, that's a big topic.
I just saw a topic and a reason why people are going to the emergency rooms that hits a little close to home, because this is my favorite mode of transportation.
Oh, no. Your favorite mode of transportation?
Yes. Now, some would say, okay, so midgets fly on unicorns.
Sure.
So it's something to do with unicorn accidents. No. To that, I would say no. Hoverboards. Hoverboards.
Interesting. Those are the ones without the handlebars or anything. They're just your feet. That's it.
Yeah.
Lean forward, lean back.
Yes, that's it. Two wheels, Segway without the handlebars. And hoverboards caused 27,000 emergency room visits last year in the United States.
Are you kidding?
27,000. And that's not just the hoverboards that have caught on fire.
Right,
that's not them. That's people on the hoverboards falling down.
Did you ever fall?
I have fallen. I had a friend try it out and fall.
Right.
And she is one of these 27,000.
She had to go to the emergency room?
Yeah, she cracked her tailbone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes, it was Bean. That's why he's not out today. And I actually caused someone else to go to the emergency room because of a hoverboard, but it had nothing to do with anyone falling. I was on my hoverboard on La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard.
And everyone in their cars turned to look and got in an accident?
Exactly.
I was just joking.
A car looked, saw a midget on a hoverboard, and was like trying to get the phone out, going like, this is going to be the greatest YouTube video ever. Midget on a hoverboard is some code to get into some sex cult. And then just crashed right into a light pole.
Oh,
smashed up the light bulb. I just want to see the guy's story when he's there talking to his insurance company. Like, no, you don't understand. There was a midget on a hoverboard.
Yeah, I'm sure, sir. I'm sure.
What drugs
what
were
you
on? So be careful out there if you got those hoverboards.
You said 27,000.
27,000. Let's move on to sports, shall we? We all know that the March Madness is going on, but that's not the only basketball news. We're all fans of the Lonzo Ball for the Lakers.
I mean, sure.
Him, not the dad.
Sure.
Well, if you like Lonzo, but say, you know what? I like Lonzo, but I want something not as good.
Okay.
Lonzo's brother, LiAngelo Ball,
mm-hmm.
has declared for the NBA draft. That's right. LiAngelo Ball, that's the guy that got caught shoplifting in China. Which, you know, whenever you're in a foreign country that happens to be communist, that's exactly what you want to do is break the law.
Maybe don't shoplift.
Yeah. My thing is like...
Didn't his dad also take him out of school and then took him over to the...
He was playing in Lithuania.
Lithuania, okay.
Yeah. And the name of his Lithuanian team, Kevin?
The Balls?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, the Balls.
It should be.
Well, yeah, he's going pro. So what team will get... LiAngelo, and more importantly, the dad, LeVar.
Oh,
that's why you don't draft a ball kid.
The Lakers were eliminated from the playoffs last night, so.
So.
That's not great.
I thought they were going to win the championship this year, according to LeVar.
Well, LeVar doesn't
know
what he's talking about.
But this, I bring up this story just so I can talk about my favorite basketball story that's going on right now. It is the March Madness tournament.
Yes.
It is Loyola Chicago, the 11 seed, who's now in the Final Four. And we all know their chaplain.
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, 100-year-old chaplain. She's the one that prays with the team. And she was asked, what did you give up for Lent? She said, losing.
Throwing
shade! Shade from Sister Jean! I don't care about Lonzo Ball's shoe deal. I want Sister Jean to have a shoe deal? You're telling me you wouldn't buy some Air Force Nuns? Come on! Air Force Nuns!
If they have her face on it, I'm all over it.
Air Force Nuns!
Right.
I'm watching the tournament just for this team. I hope they go all the way.
I do too.
Let's get to some celebrity birthdays, shall we? Actor Nathan Fillion, it's his birthday today. Singer Jessie J, Mariah Carey's birthday today. But more importantly, our favorite national anthem singer, Fergie's birthday today. Kick it up a notch, Fergie!
Here it comes.
There's some heavy pertation right there. Some heavy pertation.
Bring it home.
For the land of the free.
Come on, we get
one
off
more.
At 10.
One more.
Zero for effort. Zero
Simon.
For style.
Simon.
Zero for style
she
quality.
Tried.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. See me at the Comedy Store April 1st doing a live podcast with Jim Jeffries. And that's what's happening.
We're going to give away some Star Wars Blu-rays coming up.
It's out on Blu-ray today, right?
The Last Jedi, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it for Chewbacca impressions.
Oh, boy.
You have to beat Dave, the King of Mexico, with your Chewbacca impressions. That's coming up in about a half hour. So just get it ready, but you don't have to call now. Right now, we're going to talk about this clip from L.A. to Vegas from Dylan McDermott, the pilot.
Captain, cabin's ready and doors are closed.
All right, gentlemen. It's time to get high. And also fly this old bird. Just a little captain's joke. I never get high when I'm flying unless I mistime the edible. Another captain's joke.
Mistime the edible.
Yes.
We started going around the room and realizing how many of us had actual stories about mistiming the edibles.
All.
Because...
All of us.
Really, when you start using the edibles,
yeah,
maybe you're not great at timing it.
Well, and also you mistime it, and just the portions. How much are you supposed to take?
Right.
They
didn't used
to
be labeled as accurately as they are now either.
Someone hands you a brownie. You eat the brownie. Then
right.
They go, wait, did you eat the whole brownie? You're like, yes, because you handed me one brownie.
And then 35 minutes later, you go, I don't feel anything. I need another brownie. And that's the mistake right there.
Yes, sir.
I had a tiny mishap. I don't think I've ever told this on the air before.
Oh boy!
So I have problems sleeping all the time.
Yep.
So a certain somebody that's sitting in this room that's not Chip or you.
Who is it? Who is it, Kevin?
Provided me with an edible.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, I'm exhausted. It's 12 noon. If I take the edible now, I can sleep for 5 or 6 hours. And I'll be fine. Wake up and I'll be fine. I'll be all caught up. This is going to be great. So I take it at noon. I eat it and I go to bed. And I wake up and I'm still pretty high. And I think, well, okay, that's good. That'll help me sleep through the night. And no problem. So then I wake up in the morning and it's possible that I was still high. And then we did a breakfast with Paramore. That I don't remember a second of. Not one second of it.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
And I remember at the time, you know, I had dry mouth and I was trying to figure out how to get water. I needed water. And poor Ralph Garman, God bless him, was there that morning. And he was just carrying the show because I didn't know where I was. I was having trouble concentrating.
How do the people on this show know when you're high and when you're not high?
Kev Dog.
That particular time was extreme.
Wow.
Because I took it at noon.
Yeah, you figured, all right, I'll be good.
And then I was told we did a breakfast with Paramore. How about that?
But consider your source of said edible.
Right?
I think that's where you went wrong.
Source, do you have a story as well?
I do, Kevin. And it's what Brad was saying earlier. It was more of like a misjudgment of the portion size, which ended up in bad timing.
Yeah, because no one can give you food and say, take just one bite.
Right. Especially if it's a gigantic chocolate chip cookie, in which this case it was.
Mm-hmm.
Ate the entire thing. It was 24 hours exactly before one of the Coachellas a couple years ago. Ate the entire cookie thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. It's going to be perfect. Perfect. You know, get a nice little. Yeah. I ended up going over to my Mama Muggs's house, Mama and Papa Muggs's house. 3 hours after I'd eaten that cookie, I was splayed across the kitchen table. Like dead.
Why were you on the kitchen table?
Because
it was there.
Why does he crawl on top of the? Why don't you try and find some place comfortable?
There's a couch and a bed there, I assume.
The hardwood table looked the most comfortable to me at that time because I was out of my mind, Kevin, to the point where Mama Muggs is like, "Are you okay?" And all I could muster up was, "No." And I was high, Kevin. Not only the next day at Coachella, but the day after that, Omar saw me in the beer garden.
Yeah,
I was passed out on the ground, still from it. 24 hours later, people were giving me smelling salts to try to wake up. That's how long this cookie had lasted.
Wow,
it was not. It was
I don't
not
feel like that's
time.
What you were looking for.
Yeah,
you smelling salts.
You wanted a little less than that.
Yeah,
because then you're missing Coachella.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, because you're passed out on the grass.
Yeah, it was not a good time.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your calls and texts. You can text us at that number as well. You mistimed an edible. Brad?
Yes. My birthday in Vegas? My friend gave me a red velvet cookie and was like, eat this, we're going to have a great time. I ate it.
Now, hold on. Did you know that it was...
Nope.
You didn't? He didn't tell you?
No. He knows that red velvet is my favorite flavor everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he gives
me this
cookie.
Your friend is the best, first
yes.
of all. Okay.
Gives me this cookie, and then nothing, like, he says, hey, about a half an hour later, he goes, that was an edible. Are you feeling anything? I go, no. He goes, well, you should have another cookie
oh,
then.
Oh, my God. He's the best.
Gives me another cookie. We're walking to Penn and Teller. On our way there, my legs, like, have you ever seen a... Like one of those marionette puppets when you just let go of the strings and just poof, I just fell down.
Like you had no muscles in your legs at all.
Nothing. And I'm like trying to like crawl and that's not working. Half the people in Vegas are looking down. They see a dwarf on the ground. They're like, well, this is an interesting Cirque du Soleil show.
Did we have to pay to see this?
Yeah. So
it hit you that quickly, though.
Literally just
I mean,
all
it,
at once.
It does come on pretty quickly, but not to the point where you can't stand usually.
Yeah. So I the only word, like, someone runs up from the Rio Hotel and goes, like, oh, my God, what happened to him? And even though I'm high, I managed to say, I was a dwarf before. It's cool. I don't know if she thought, like, the edible shrank me or something. Or
you're turning into Ant-Man?
Yeah, but I ended up going to the hospital. I was that guy. And then,
you went to the hospital because you were too high? No,
too high.
Don't do that.
I'm a dwarf. I'm not supposed to be high, Kevin.
Right,
that's the opposite of everything.
Okay, but I'm saying you don't need to go to the hospital.
I didn't, but I dragged three of my friends there. And for about 5 hours while it wore off, I woke up refreshed going, well, that was great. They're like, yeah, we have been here for 5 hours. We missed all of Penn and Teller and everything.
So, all right. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls and texts next. All right. Just ahead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Somehow I knew our audience would have a lot of these stories. you mistimed your edibles. Adam and Dana Point is calling. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for hanging on. What? Tell us your story.
Okay. So
I took an edible with my brother beginning of one weekend, and the afternoon that we took the edible, I totally forgot that I had been tasked by my mom to go to Costco and order a cake for my grandfather's 90th birthday.
Okay. Did you get someone else to do it?
No, I ended up being able to do it, amazingly.
Did you eat the cake on the way back because you had the munchies?
No, the cake was just ordered.
Okay.
But I had to explain. First of all, I had to find someone at Costco, totally stoned.
Right.
To order the cake. And then I had to explain, partially in Spanish, how to make the cake the way we wanted and put a Swedish flag on the cake because my grandfather's Swedish.
The amazing part is you didn't even speak Spanish, but you were that high.
Able to do it.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you did it correctly?
I did it correctly.
See, that's my people right there.
Yeah, weed makes you smarter, folks. That's the message from the Kevin Bean Show.
Thank you for calling, Adam. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls and texts next. Jody in the 714 texts, my husband mistimed an edible and was lying on the floor during April Foolishness.
I mean, lying on the floor laughing from the hilarity provided by the comedians, I assume.
She didn't go on to say that.
Okay.
But this was even better. Jennifer from Whittier texted, and you can text us as well, 1-800-520-1067. First time I tried an edible, started off good with just a little, and then the munchies kicked in, so I finished the whole thing. Listen, people, edibles, this is important.
Yes.
If you don't feel it kick in, give it a good hour.
At least.
Hour and a half, maybe.
Yes.
Because sometimes it takes that long, and then if you eat more, then you're screwed. Wandered up and down the street for 3 hours straight walking the dog.
Okay. That's some exercise.
Dot, dot. Yeah. I don't have a dog.
Oh.
That's her text. All right. Let's go to Mike in Newport Beach. Hi, Mike.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You mistimed your edible.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
wow.
I'd never tried a drug in my entire life. And I had a friend who was a pothead. And so it's 4:20. It's Friday night. He goes, look, here's this little chocolate bar. I mean, the thing was no longer than 4 or 5 inches. And
right.
It was broken into like 6 little individual squares.
Mm-hmm.
Just take one square. You're going to have the best time ever.
Okay.
So I do. And I wait about 30 minutes and I feel nothing.
So it was let me just stop you there. So it was the first time you did it. So you didn't know that there's varying strengths of those. Like there can be a little portion that barely gets you high, and there can be a little tiny portion that you're high for 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I had no idea the strength or whatever. It was just a chocolate bar that, you know, you could eat in 2 seconds.
Right.
And I took 1/6 of it and I felt nothing, and I'm watching a movie, and so I got up and I took another square, and I swear to you, 20 minutes later, there are things coming out of the television. Hallucinating. It's like what I assume is an acid trip, and then another 20 minutes, and all of a sudden I realize I'm going to lose my dinner, and I don't even make it to the toilet.
No.
And I just hurling all over the kitchen floor. And I was, and I continued in that fashion for 3 hours.
Oh,
no. I didn't even know it could have that effect.
Terrible experience.
That is not fun.
So you did weed the next day, right?
No. Never tried it again.
Hair of the dog, dude. Come on.
Exactly. Come on, man. No.
Prefers to weed, right?
Come on, you wimp.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Steven, who is calling us from Northridge. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Thank you for listening and holding on. Your story of mistiming an edible.
Yes. My buddy gave me a big pound cake-looking green thing, and we're going out for dinner out in Sunset for a friend visiting from Texas. So I ate the edible, and the seating arrangement is those long benches where you slide in and you can't get back out. So
right. They
slide me in first, and while the edible's kicking in, I feel like I'm turning one with the table, and I feel if I move, I'm going to make everybody spill their drinks. There's sushi, so I'm just stuck there. Everybody's having dinner. The waitress is, like, laughing, like, is your friend okay over there? And they're just, everybody's, like, laughing, like, yeah, he'll be all right. I was just stoned, stuck, stupid. I'm thinking I'm one with the table.
Oh, my God.
I am one with the table.
I'm one with the table.
That is some zen right there.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Rocky. Rocky is calling from Northridge. Hi, Rocky.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for listening and holding on. You mistimed your edible?
Twice.
Fast
before
learner.
I called in, I got Hansel and Gretel by a 6-year-old woman at Coachella, and ended up
What's Hansel and Gretel? Someone tried to put you in an oven?
Well, this elderly woman kept feeding us cookies.
Oh, okay.
And
I've never heard that term, Hansel and Gretel, before.
Yeah.
An elderly woman. How old?
Probably about almost 80, 75.
What? At Coachella, and she was giving you weed?
Yep. The most delicious cookies. Got so sick and missed Saturday night.
Oh, no. You don't want to miss the show.
It was that nun from Loyola Chicago.
Was it Sister Jean?
She was doing it.
But this other time that I was calling about, we were at a bachelorette party hanging out by the pool, you know, drinking in the morning. We said, it's still early enough. Let's go ahead and, you know, have a little bit of cookie. So we all split up this cookie. 30 minutes later, it kicks in. I become a mute and need to go lay down. Everybody else just gets completely messed up. We've gone for hours. We missed dinner reservations.
Oh,
we
man.
Plans. We missed everything. But needless to say, best sleep of my life.
Best sleep of your life. All right.
Well, you know,
I tried to rally, and I was like, let's get up. Let's go. We can't ruin it for her.
Well, you know, it only happened twice, so I think you need to do edibles a third time. Third time's the charm.
Right. You've heard that saying.
I think I'm going to get it. I think I'm really going to get it.
That's right. That's the spirit right there.
Eat four this time. It'll all cancel each other out.
Well, if they weren't so delicious.
Right? It's not your fault. Thank you for the call, Rocky. We appreciate that. Let's go to Cooper, who is calling us from Hollywood. Hi, Cooper.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Good. Thank you.
Oh, man. So, backstory, How to Be a Human Being by Glass Animals changed my life. Mm-hmm. The album instantly.
I'm sorry. We heard half of those words because your phone's cutting out.
Oh, sorry. Let me.
No worries.
How's this?
No, much better. Yes.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
So, How to Be a Human Being by Glass Animals, that album changed my life.
Okay.
Yep.
Introduced it to a friend named David. He falls in love with it. We get the chance to come across tickets at the Shrine recently, so we get to go.
Mm-hmm.
We eat an edible on the rooftop at work beforehand. We're obviously smoking as well, too. Get there, sit down, first time being able to see Glass Animals, and everything just changes. If you guys know the floors at the Shrine already, those are an adventure in themselves.
Yes, they are, yes.
Go to the bathroom. Missed the entire set of the bathroom attendant before I went in there.
Right.
The entire time in the bathroom.
Good times.
All right.
So the album changed your life and you missed the entire show and spent the entire night in the bathroom. That does not seem ideal. Let's take a call from somebody who we just... Sarah, are you the one that did the Instagram story that was laughing?
Yes.
Sarah did an Instagram story where she was laughing hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
And was, I think you were trying to say, are you guys listening to Kevin and Bean? This is so funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you couldn't understand a single word she was saying. So Muggs and I did one back saying, are you high?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just joking, but you were?
I wasn't actually high that day.
You weren't that day. Okay.
A different day, no. Yes. So a few years ago, I found out a girlfriend of mine was kind of hanging out with Robert Pattinson. And I was dying because I was obsessed with him at the moment. And she invited me to a party at his house up in L.A. I went. There's a plate of little tiny baby cookies in the kitchen. And I was told they were edibles. I've never had an edible in my life. I totally said, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I ate the entire cookie. Fast forward like an hour or two, I black out at this point.
Good.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Excellent.
And then my friend says that she's going to introduce me to Robert Pattinson.
Good timing.
And again, I'm blacked out. I don't remember any of this. This is what's someone told me this the next morning.
Oh, excellent.
I go to meet him. I give him a limp, like limp hand shake.
Hot.
And I apparently am also drooling.
Yeah.
Why are there pictures of that?
I wish.
Oh, your friends didn't do the right thing,
man. Limp
no,
hand.
But then apparently, I also passed out in his car in the garage.
Oh my god! What's happened?
That was
Sarah's
that
a good
was
time.
It.
No kidding. Limp handshake, drooling, slurred speech. Well, I don't know what you're doing right now, but there may be an opening to host the Kevin and Bean show soon. Seamless transition.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call. We appreciate it. You guys remember the police officer that ate. Edibles and
yes.
Then called 911.
Yes.
Freaked out.
I think I'm having an overdose that is so is my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana.
but I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
I think we're dead. Can you imagine how much that guy was tortured from his...
He never raid the evidence locker.
Right. All right. That's it for that topic. We could go all day on it, apparently, because this seems to be a common problem. But just a word to the wise, you know, start slow. Give it an hour and a half.
Eat something small.
Right. We're going to give away Star Wars The Last Jedi Blu-ray coming up next. And we're going to do it with a Chewbacca off. So we're going to clear the lines.
That's right.
And you have to do a Chewbacca impression. Now, that's the real one.
That no, was that Khloe Kardashian?
No, that was actually
the
real
one. Oh, that was Chewbacca.
Yes,
okay,
that was
sorry,
Chewbacca.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
Now, Dave the King of Mexico does one, and all you have to do is your Chewbacca has to be better than Dave's.
Which means you have to have a pulse.
Yes.
It's pretty much the only requirement.
So he'll come in, he'll do his Chewbacca impression, and then we're going to go to you, and if yours is better, you'll get the Blu-ray. All right, so we're going to do that next, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, K-Rock Wheels Up 2018, destination number 4 is Rise Against... in Moscow. So you get to go to an exotic location.
Listen, the band, great. Don't like message Rise Against. More like take government's word for it. Better name for a band.
We are going to send you to see Rise Against in Moscow, 9 a.m. this morning, noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. each day this week. You'll win tickets to see them at Five Point Amphitheater September 30th with AFI. Plus, you qualify to see them in Moscow, Russia, June 12th. Round trip airfare, return trip TBD. Depends on how it goes.
TBD stands for, Kevin?
To be determined.
Okay.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Well done, Kevin.
All right. Today is the day that Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out on Blu-ray. So we've got five copies of it to give away. Dave came to us one day and was sort of bragging about how good his impression was. This is the original impression of Chewbacca. Not the impression, the actual Chewbacca.
That's Chewbacca, yeah.
Now Dave's.
Well, no, I'm going to save it for the...
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't want to scare everyone off the lines. So
you think they'll all hang on?
Oh, I think they'll all hang on once they hear me.
All right, so what's going to happen is Dave's going to do his impression, and then you're going to do your impression of Chewbacca. And if yours is better, you'll win the Blu-ray.
Okay.
If not, you're in a whole heap of trouble because Dave sucks. We're having a Chewbacca off.
Time to Chewbacca. Time to Chewbacca. Let's all Chewbacca. Chewbacca off now. Chewbacca. Time to Chewbacca. Let's all Chewbacca. We'll tell you how.
Wow.
We just told you that. By the way, Muggs just came in a second ago and said, Omar asked me if he wanted bad funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted me to really
go for it. Yeah.
And I thought instantly, well, he clearly asked for bad funny. Nope. He was going for it there.
That was him going for it.
Time to Chewbacca.
All right. So everybody has to fight Dave, basically. It's one-on-one, mano a mano.
All right.
Let's do this. We're going to start with Jason in Huntington Beach. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. All right. This is how it works. Dave's going to do his. You're going to do yours. Yours has to be better. Are you ready?
Sounds great.
Here's
Dave. Absolutely. That's a great jingle, by the way.
Good.
All right. Here's my Chewbacca.
But now you should do your Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Jason, can you beat that?
I think I can.
All right. Oh, he's going for two.
Was he a race car?
Nice.
Time to Chewbacca.
Jason, you're easily twice as good as Dave. Congratulations.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I mean, now don't get me wrong. If the goal is to look and sound like Chewbacca,
right,
Dave gets some extra points for looking like
him.
Yeah. Turns out that's not what we're going for.
Well, then he sucks.
George and Downey, hi.
Hey, what's going on, party people?
Chewbacca off. That's what's going on. All right, here's Dave.
All right, I need to change the scene.
And then you beat it. I'm sorry, you're changing the scene?
Yeah, I'm going to do Chewbacca talking to a porg now.
Okay.
All right.
George.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
George.
All right.
I mean, I got to be honest. That's Dave.
Yeah,
that's Dave.
I got to be honest.
That's Dave.
He didn't beat him. How is it possible somebody was worse than Dave?
Oh, the shame.
All right. Leonardo in Fullerton. Hi.
Yes, sir.
You ready to Chewbacca off? We're good. Thank you. Here's Dave. Right, Kick him out. Are you changing the scene again?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it when...
Now do it at the end of New Hope when he gets the medal.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right, ready?
He's putting both hands in the air like he just doesn't care. All right, Leonardo.
That's it, Dave?
That's all he's got.
Talking trash.
Anyway.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is Chewbacca and Han Solo fighting off stormtroopers.
Okay.
Oh, Chewie, here they come. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. All the points for the pew pews.
You win.
Oh, it wasn't a pew pew, huh?
You win.
You did a whole scene. I was there.
He did Chewbacca.
Time to Chewbacca.
And he threw in a pew pew. I mean, come on now.
What do you want for the guy? I can't defend the pew pew.
Cody in Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. We're having a Chewbacca off. Here's Dave, and then you have to do it. What's the scene, Dave?
Let's see. When him and Han Solo get the Millennium Falcon back for the first time.
Okay.
Chewie, we're home.
All right, Cody.
I think he was trying to start a lot more.
That was pretty good.
Thank you, Cody.
All right.
That was one of Dave's better ones. I mean, how do you choose?
I kind of do a toss-up with
that
one.
How do you choose? I say 50-50 goes to the caller.
Yeah. They have to go to the caller, right?
All right, so you win. Congratulations, Cody.
See, we were both awesome on that one.
And by awesome, you mean...
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's go to Nico in Dana Point. Hi, Nico.
Morning.
Good morning. We're having a Chewbacca off. Are you ready?
Yeah. Ready.
All right, Dave. This time it's Return of the Jedi. Chewbacca meets the Ewoks.
Okay.
Nico?
Yeah, I almost hung up because of his scenes. But here's the scene. It's a lost scene from Empire Strikes Back when we're having a Chewbacca off in the forest with Yoda and C-3PO watching Dave against Chewbacca.
Is this the edible caller? I don't even know. Did his edible just kick in?
I did not follow that, but go ahead and do it.
I'm dying, guys. I'm dying. Where you are, Dave.
All right, now, what do we do? Because his Chewbacca was worse, but he threw in other impressions.
If we stop, does he just do the whole movie?
I think he does. Nico wins. Congratulations. So that's four. We have time for one more. Let's go to Jeff in Torrance. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, party people? How are you?
Pretty stiff competition right now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's there, but I'm ready for the Chewbacca off.
All right, here's Dave. What's the scene?
All right, Return of the Jedi when he sees Luke Skywalker again for the first time.
Jeff,
I think that was a fire alarm.
All right, Jeff, can you beat that?
Yes, I can beat that. All right. So this is Chewie talking with Yoda.
Okay.
Yoda. You are.
I like that the first thing Yoda said was his own name.
Yoda.
I gotta though, that was the best Chewbacca of them all.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And he threw in Yoda. Yeah. Next time it has to be a Yoda
contest. Way to
go,
Jeff.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
You get the Blu-ray too. Thank you for playing the game.
Time to Chewbacca. Time to Chewbacca. Let's all Chewbacca. Off now.
All right, it is 8:53. Allie McKay is sick. Brad Williams has joined us, and he is going to tell us what's happening.
Oh, that's where I talk.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, my first day ever on the radio. Yes, I have replaced Allie McKay. She went on a date, and she was Dateline NBC'd.
That's not true.
So she's gone.
Just sick.
It's now the Kevin and Brad show. Yeah. Here we go. Let's go with some stories, everybody, which I'm trying to get on a piece of paper. That's why I'm stalling. Okay. Oh. Tiffany Haddish revealed something very interesting in a GQ interview.
You better have more information this time than earlier.
I've been looking.
Oh.
I've been going on a deep dive.
All right.
Because Tiffany Haddish said during the interview that she was at an after party for a Jay-Z concert, and an actress, a well-known actress, came up to say hi to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And when she said hi, she bit Beyonce's face.
Who?
Now, Tiffany's a friend of mine. She don't lie. Tiffany tells the truth. I'm trying to text her, and she's not responding to me because she's way more famous than I will ever be now.
It has to be somebody who she knows well enough that she could even get close.
My guess?
To Beyonce.
Meryl Streep.
Because she's a known face biter?
Yes. She's already won an Oscar for it. She's nominated next year. This is insane. Why does anyone bite the face of Beyonce? Is Beyonce like a vampire? Like, if you bite her, then do you become Beyonce? Does it transfer over?
I don't
over?
Think that's how it works.
Is that how it works?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Maybe that's how Beyonce stays looking so great, is she just transfers into a younger body. That's my theory.
I mean, it's quite a theory.
I think it's accurate.
I don't think there's any accuracy in it, but it had to have been a playful bite, or we would have heard about it.
I mean,
it had to have been.
Playful bite?
Yes, and it had to be somebody that she knew well.
My money's still on Meryl Streep.
Still Meryl
Streep. Almost had
I'm
a
saying Judy
right
Dench.
There.
That's my guess.
How are you spending your lottery money?
Well, I mean, technically I haven't won it yet, but I'm going to win it tonight.
Right. Because the drawing is tonight.
Right.
Nobody's won it. It's up to $458
million.
$458 million.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I mean, I've never played the lottery in my life, but I'm kind of getting tempted now. Because I just bought a new house.
Yeah, sure.
I need a lot of footstools.
I mean, that's how it works, though, is if you need it, buy the ticket and you get it.
Yeah. I need ramps that go up to my bed. My wife bought this king-size bed. It's big. It's high.
Your wife's,
it's on a platform.
Your wife's funny.
Does she not know that she married a dwarf?
You have to get a running start?
I put a trampoline right next to the bed. Either that or I got to go buy one of those ramps that, like, dachshunds have to use. When they just start running up, that's what I need.
The pillow ramp?
Yeah.
Or just get one of those, like, ropes in a bucket, like a treehouse, and pull you up.
My wife's just looking at me and rubs the lotion on the skin. Oh, God. So I need to win this lotto. $458 million.
I guess that's all right.
Drawing is tonight. You could probably do a little bit with that.
Sure.
Now, here's something that definitely got Kevin excited. Dad sneakers are apparently back in style.
I mean, I don't feel like I wear dad sneakers. Is that what you're saying?
I might be throwing that out there.
I don't feel like that's happening.
Now, dad sneakers, you know, those are the sneakers that are they're large, they're not streamlined at all, kind of puffy, different neon colors.
Kind of like basketball shoes untied, right?
Yeah, anything you've ever seen Jerry Seinfeld wear,
right.
Just massive sneakers. Apparently those are back in style, and now all these designers are racing to find, like, the coolest dad sneaker. And, like, you have Louis Vuitton dad sneakers for over $1,000.
That's insane.
So now we know where Kevin's going to go once the show is done.
Please.
Get himself some Louis Vuittons. All I'm saying is, like, why are you guys focusing on things that I can't wear? Like, can you make it, like... Can you make something trendy that I can fit in? That
I mean, those
Chip
would,
and I can fit in?
Those would come up to your crotch.
Basically, sure. If I hopped into one of those dad sneakers, it would look like Super Mario Brother 3 when he got in the green boot. He was just jumping around with the wings on it.
Maybe it's not for you.
All the nerds are going nuts. The kids have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Is that on Nintendo Switch? No! All right. We have time for any more stories?
Yeah, one more.
One more. All right. You know what? Let's just make this a nice story. Mike Shinoda, shout out to him. He's doing his first solo gig since Chester Bennington's unfortunate suicide. And he's doing it May 12th here in Los Angeles at Grand Park. And I think that's solid. You've talked about it before where Mike was the composer and the writer of a lot of the Linkin Park songs.
He was the main songwriter, yeah. They all pitched in, of course, but he was the main songwriter.
I want to see more of this. I want to see Linkin Park getting back together. I want to see them touring. The show at the Hollywood Bowl was incredible.
It was. And did you remember the song that he wrote? In the middle of it, he wrote it about Chester.
Oh, wow.
And Mike did it, and it was an amazing song, and I wanted to hear more of that. Hopefully it'll be on the album.
Yeah, I mean, he'll probably play that or maybe a version of it at this show.
Hope so.
May 12th, Grand Park. Go see Mike Shinoda doing his first solo gig from Linkin Park. Let's get to some celebrities' birthdays. We're all celebrating today, not because it's Quentin Tarantino's birthday, not because it's Pauly Perrette's birthday, not because it's Mariah Carey's birthday. We're celebrating today because it's Fergie's birthday, everybody.
And our flag was still there. Oh, say, just that star.
Come on. This doesn't make you patriotic. What will? Build a wall. Keep out Fergie.
I'm not sure I can take the rest of this.
Oh, we're taking it.
All right.
Yeah!
They're applauding because it's almost over.
Big finish. She sounds like she's singing as someone's reversing the record. Yes, let's play some basketball. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and that's what's happening.
Congratulations to Kristen Osterfeld from Rancho Santa Margarita. She got tickets to see Rise Against at the Five Point Amphitheater September 30th with AFI and Anti-Flag, and she also qualifies to see them in Moscow, Russia.
We will welcome Rise Against. We will not let them leave.
On June 12th, round trip airfare and hotel included.
Kevin, you're a good driver, right?
I'm a great driver. First of all, I'm a great driver. Second of all, it occurred to me in the middle of the night last night that my license runs out on Thursday.
That's in 2 days.
In 2 days.
All right.
And I have to take the written test.
But at least the DMV isn't crowded.
How do they decide when you need to take the written test? Because I honestly don't know
when
why.
When they drive like you.
First of all, I'm a great driver. Second of all, I do have to take the written test. And it's been a long time since I've taken the written test.
Yes.
So I'm going to go today after the show, and I'm going to stand in line maybe through Thursday, and then I'm going to get one shot at the test.
Now, right.
Dave, the King of Mexico, told us that you get six wrong, you're okay the first time you take it. But when you retake it, like I'm doing,
when you should know more,
you only get three wrong.
Right.
Okay, so you have the actual test there?
This is one
of the tests.
Yeah, this is a sample driving test. I figure I'll ask you some questions. I'll mark down your answers. We'll see how much you need to study.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the first question, if your vehicle starts to lose traction because of water on the road, you should A, drive at a constant speed to gain better traction, B, apply the brakes firmly to prevent your vehicle from sliding, or C, slow down gradually and not apply the brakes.
See, this is where they get you, because you either keep going the same speed, that's sort of right. You don't hit the brakes, I know that.
Okay.
But I think you slow down gradually without hitting the brakes.
So that would be C.
That would be C.
All right.
But you're not going to tell me if it's right or wrong?
Not to the end.
Oh, not
come
yet.
On. If you pass or fail.
All right.
Question number two. You must yield to a pedestrian using a white cane or guide dog. A, only when the guide dog is leading the person across the street. B, at all times. Or C, only if a crossing guard is present.
At all times. That's an easy one.
All right.
That's an easy one.
That's an interesting answer, Kevin. Number three, you must obey instructions from school crossing guards. A, at all times. B, only during school hours. Or C, unless you do not see any children present.
At all times. That's another easy one.
That's very okay.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now you're making me all nervous.
U-turns in residential districts are legal. A, on a one-way street on a green arrow. B, when there are no vehicles approaching nearby. Or C, across two sets of solid double yellow lines.
That would be B.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, get ready, Los Angeles. We may have to mark your car.
Give me some kind of hint.
All right.
How am I doing?
Okay. All right. Here's one that I know you're not going to get right.
All right. Excellent.
It is illegal for a person 21 years of age or older to drive with a blood alcohol level that is A, 0.08, B, 0.10, or C, 0.05.
What age?
21 years. That's the legal drinking age, Kevin.
That's a good point. That's 0.08. Right? Come on, man.
Okay.
This is nerve-wracking.
You can help keep the driver behind you at a safe distance by...
brake checking him. Is that an option?
C, 2 shots to the windshield. A, driving 3 to 5 miles per hour faster than the car behind you.
Okay.
B, driving 3 to 5 miles per hour slower than the car behind you. Or C, keeping a steady speed.
What's the question? You can keep him further behind you?
Sure. No. You can help keep the driver behind you at a safe distance by...
I mean, you can't keep speeding up, so that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't slow down. Mm-hmm. So it's the other one, whatever the other one was.
Sure.
You stay at the same pace.
I'm watching the gears turn in your head.
I smell smoke.
You want to park downhill on a two-way road, and there is no curb. Downhill, two-way road.
No curb.
Which way do you turn your front wheels? A, so they point straight ahead. B, right towards the side of the road. Or C, left towards the center of the road.
Right toward the right side of the road.
Okay.
We got, pretty sure about that. That's my final answer.
We got one more question.
Do we get to call a friend?
Sure. Okay. Why not? You enter a designated turn lane to make a left turn at an upcoming intersection. There is oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You should, A, move to the left of the center lane, B, signal before you arrive at the intersection, or C, turn your front wheels to the left to be prepared to turn.
Signal. Easy. I got all those right. I'm a genius, right?
Let me do the tallies up here. Carry the 4.
There were only six questions.
Are you ready for your results?
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Out of a possible 8 questions.
Okay, 8.
You got...
all of them right.
God help me, you got all of them right. Kevin Ryder. Kev Dog. The idiot savant.
Come on.
All of them. I don't feel safe anymore. they need to do something about this.
So should I take the boot off his car right now?
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:36. Allie has been out sick all day today, and so Brad Williams has filled in. Brad, you're the best. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me.
What was it like getting up this morning at 4:30 or whenever you got up?
Not fun. Yesterday when you asked me to do this, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do the whole show. It's going to be great. And then this morning, the alarm goes off. Oh, just death. Just instant death. And my wife looks at me and goes, you're not doing this again. No way. Anyway, but I've had a great time today. I'm looking forward to seeing all the listeners at April Foolishness. And hopefully some more listeners come the next night to the Comedy Store, April 1st. I'm going to be doing a live About Last Night podcast with my heterosexual life mate, Adam Ray, and our special guest, Jim Jeffries. So tickets are available at thecomedystore.com.
That's a great show.
But let's tell you what's happening first. What's happening is, now this isn't really showbiz law or showbiz news.
Hi, it's Kat.
No, not Kat.
No, I was just playing that because we were having a conversation beforehand about when you were supposed to quit.
Up until Kat talked.
Hi, it's Kat.
No?
Okay, go ahead.
Pry this chair from my cold, dead hands. All right, well, now it's time to go.
All right, go ahead.
No, this isn't a showbiz story, but I thought this was interesting. The state of Utah just passed a, and this is real, free-range parenting law. Now,
free-range parenting.
What free-range parenting means is that now you're allowed to let your kids just go out and play by themselves unsupervised. And in my opinion, I saw this, I was like, when we were growing up, that's parenting.
That's always.
That's just always.
You leave the house at 7 in the morning and you come back at 11 at night.
You throw some rocks at your
neighbor Robbie Joyner.
And then you come home when the streetlights turn on.
Yeah, but it's weird that... that doesn't seem safe anymore.
Right.
But it is odd that they're making a law that it's okay now.
Yes.
They're literally telling parents you don't have to keep an eye on your kids.
Yeah. And they say it's because kids are not developing enough independence. So they're saying, like, we're passing this law, so now you can go and just... You know,
just open the front door and say, have a good one.
You know what some parents are like, sweet. Bye.
But other kids are like me. I would say, sweet. Bye.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when Kevin goes unsupervised, this happens.
I'm just saying.
I wonder if this is going to give way to, like, douchebag pedophiles. Like, hipster pedophiles are like, oh, is your child free range?
Oh, dear God.
My kid's free range. Yeah? Yeah?
No.
No. No. Chip pointed to the door.
Hi, nope.
It's Kat.
How dare you. Let's get into some showbiz news, though. Netflix has renewed two shows that I really enjoy, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and The Toys That Made Us. I love The Toys That Made Us. They did a whole documentary about toys in the 80s.
It was one documentary or it was a series?
It was a series. Okay. It was, I think, four episodes.
I stepped on what you said it was about.
Yeah. They had documentaries on Barbie, on He-Man, G.I. Joe, and the Star Wars toys. So now that's going to come back. I'm excited because I'm thinking they're going 90s. They're going 90s toys. So they're going to do Pokemon. They're going to do Beanie Babies. Tamagotchi. Now, what happens when they run out of toys? Do they then go to adult toys? The adult toys that made us?
That's a whole different show.
The rabbit? Come on. Technically, those toys led to the actual making of people.
Yeah,
so
true.
That would be the toys that made us.
That is true. Technically, that would be true.
And then, Kevin, maybe your favorite show is coming back.
My favorite show?
For season 6 on Cinemax.
Oh,
Strike Back. Strike Back. I have never heard of this show.
I do love that show.
It's on season 6. What?
Finn, they wrapped it up.
What is this show?
Strike Back is, it's British Special Forces that work out of offices all around the world, and they go into foreign countries and kick ass. And it's on Cinemax, so they have sex. But
it's everything you want in a show. But, it's sex and louds.
But apart from the sex, the louds are good. And the storylines are good. So I love it.
If you ever have a biography.
I've watched every one.
It'll be called Sex and Louds. The Kevin Ryder story.
Written by someone else.
It'll be a pop-up book. Just Sex and Louds.
You want a pop-up book about sex?
No. I don't want that in 3D.
You don't have a book that large.
No. Somewhere Bean is listening going, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Celebrity birthdays. I don't know where my darn sheet is, but I know it's Quentin Tarantino's birthday.
Yeah.
I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Mariah Carey's birthday.
Right.
And just because I'm in a patriotic mood.
No, not again.
Yeah. It's Fergie's birthday. Let our flags still there. You thought it was out of your head, people. We're putting it back in. Does that
star do it? Spangled favorite part. Is that enough?
Oh no! Oh no! Are you kidding me? How would you interrupt such greatness? You are anti-American, Kevin.
I'm anti-Fergie in this particular version of this particular song. And the home
of the... Let's end the show on a big finish. Brave.
Let's play some basketball!
Ooh, yeah.
Let's play some basketball.
Those are the birthdays. I'm Brad Williams. Thank you very much for having me, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Mr. Williams, on your drive home. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we will again qualify you for that trip to see Rise Against in Moscow, Russia. best idea we've ever had, best timing we've ever had.
Please say it's in the winter.
No, it's not. It's actually in the summer. We also have April Foolishness goodie bag section tickets that we're going to give away tomorrow morning. And don't forget that we do have the Kevin and Bean opening act contest going on now. We've narrowed it down to the top 10. You can go to krock.com and vote for your favorite. And whoever is the winner from that contest will open up for Brad Williams and the rest of the comedians on April Foolishness.
I know some of these comics. They're fantastic comics. Please vote. They will kill it. It's going to be great.
All right. Thank you, Brad, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.